All right, welcome back to Jack Antics, where we jacked up on taking the antics for everything else. And we have a special guest today. And how do we meet, brother?
Hey, man. Welcome, everyone. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. You know, depending on when y'all catch this. But shoot, man. You know, we go back to the ASU COBA days, you know?
Right. Facts, man. This is my guest, Sean. You know, shout out to your social medias. You got any businesses you want to plug anything? Let's go ahead and shout that out right now.
Yeah, man. So, you know, you can follow my personal page at SeanXFree. You'll see a lot of this little fella here and other things. Camp Central Camp on Instagram. It's camp_central. Find us there. And then Free Hype. Just Free Hype. And you can find us on all platforms there. So still working to get those underscores out so you know I can just be a clean name.
Right. I feel you, brother. Okay, you did mention something, Camp Central. Now, what exactly is Camp Central for the listeners?
Yes, so Camp Central is a mobile app that helps high school football athletes find college football camps. So, amongst other things, we want to give them like resources, or coaches as well as athletes, resources to become better on the field and off.
Okay. So do like the students, like they record their own videos and they put it on there, or like do people come out and record them, like have like film? You know how different schools have different media teams and they're recording, like send their highlight tapes to like different websites? Is it something like that?
Yeah, so we're not quite there. Just yet. We're more so a central location for camps, for college football camps. So athletes and coaches will be able to download the app, see the latest camps that are available, as well as different videos and resources, especially during this time. Like we just uploaded some of the latest news for the National Athletic High School Association and their signing for June 1st being the date that they will begin to allow teams to participate. So, you know, just trying to really be a hub for athletes to become better, because, you know, a lot of websites show kids, you know, they want to have them on a rating system, you know, with the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, but nobody's really giving them information as to how to become that, you know, in their own right.
Right. Okay. That sounds dope, man. Shoot. Hey, I'll be out there when used to be in my football days. I'm put a video out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. My younger cousin, man, he goes to you probably familiar, he goes to Pike Road.
I probably didn't seen him before.
Yeah, off of it's headed towards like Tuskegee. It's an exit before you get to Shorter, but anyways, he just got offered from Huntington. Yep, got offer from Huntington and then LaGrange College as well. So, pretty dope.
Yeah. It's lit, bro. Shoot. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Lil Cub. Yeah.
Shout out to him. So, with that being said, did you form like that type of website using Wix or anything like that? Like, what type of website would you say to use to form that type of platform, or is it just like a marketing tool? like to help market, or is it just like a little both?
So actually with that website, I use Squarespace. I did, to build the app, my buddy and co-founder Trey Hope worked super hard with him to curate the vision for that. As far as the mobile app, and he created that through Google Firebase is the host website. So that's where most of that code is on. And if you follow Trey, it's trey.a.hope, I believe. He's like a tech junkie, you know? So like he posts constantly every week some type of different series of like, what's the code? This is most recent one now. So it's pretty dope, man, you know? But to the point of Wix, though, the background that you see behind us, Free Hype, the blog that I have, that is through Wix. That was built up on Wix.
Okay, okay. Yeah, y'all people should check out the blog. Different, you know, I think I wrote a article on that one time.
Yeah, for sure, man. About Dark Knight Fantasy, if I'm correct. I'm getting the name right. Kingdom Hearts, new game that was coming out. Was that Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it was I did a review on it and it was very disappointing when I finished the game. So it was disappointing.
Y'all should.
If I had a choice, I would have told people to not go out and spend $60. There's a lot of games like that. It's like, you know, they get the hype, you know, first couple months, and then they die down like quickly. So it's a lot of stuff that probably don't deserve $60. You know.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, that's like it's chunk of change.
That's like what? You said that's like what again?
That's a nice chunk of change.
Oh man, yeah, bro. that's a lot of stuff, man. And like it goes from phones. A lot of phones don't deserve. Like I shouldn't say don't deserve. It's not the money that they asking for. Is doesn't equate to what the phone can actually do.
Cause, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they'll pay for different aesthetics.
Yeah.
And then going from that, you know, Wix and stuff, what are different technologies that you say that will help community? If you can go into that.
Phone, laptop, you know, I think maybe more. That's kind of the basis. I'm an Apple guy myself, so really kind of am enamored with their products. Kind of so real nice and sleek. Honestly, it's still a lot for me to figure out with them and learn, but that's the goal. That's the bulk of it.
Yeah. I think, like, in the space of technology, you know, we as, like, as a people, we should invent more, you know, products of our own. I know there's still stuff out there, like, you heard, like, the finger phone. I don't know any laptops, per se. There's probably some out there I just haven't seen. But I know there's a phone that was, you know, black-owned business called the Figure Phone. I haven't got my hands on it myself, but I want to try it out to see, you know, if it's good or not. Because, you know, at the end of the day, technology should be at least efficient, you know, just because it's, you know, made by us. if it's not efficient, then, you know, it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My goal is to try and, like, help those cats, too, like, build teams, you know? Because I think one thing in a black arena that maybe on the lowest scale that we could do to, like, innovate is to build teams, you know? It's pretty huge. Because I saw his office. I mean, but the fact that he started, you know, was, like, huge, you know? Of that, but yeah, I think in order to like scale to where he's really competing, and just us as teams to scale to a point to where we're really competing at something, would be to do that.
Right, right. That, and then something like just building. Like our own, like, on like laptops. We can build, like, I know plenty of people like build servers and build, you know, have whole IT teams to to help build like different businesses. Cause you know, you need an IT team to build your infrastructure for your internet and everything. And then going to the next topic, I would say this is a great segue because we're talking about, you know, the us as the black community. What do you say about you as a person? What is just self-value? How important that is for us to have, you know, self-value for, you know, just and be self-aware of yourself.
Good job, man.
I think you wake him.
Real good. You said where would I place that self value? Yeah. Or where would I place the value of technology?
That, not just technology, just how important it is just to have value for self. And the movement forward, you know, technology and otherwise.
It's huge, man. It's super huge because, especially in today's world, you know, you just want to know, really what you're dealing with. You know, I think it's real important to know what you're dealing with, and starting, I guess, to tie, because that's a very interesting question. If I were to tie the time in together, I think of a lot of us have cell phones, you know, and we have just technology. We have laptops. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. But if you knew what could be done, or like not, I mean, of course, like money that could be made off of like that phone, then I think it shifts your perception of like even yourself, what your career might be, you know. Like, man, like, yo. So instead, you know, it like kind of raises your net worth in a sense. If you know, like, I can make so much, you know, offer here, or just, you know, just building a career, living a happy life, you know, so not even so much concentrated to money, but just that fact.
More so in finding peace. Okay. Yeah. I know that's like one of the things that I try to, you know, be more self-aware as a person, because you get to the point where you know like how you operate and how to make yourself succeed And it's all about, for me, just being, trying to find that peace and being self-aware, knowing just like, yo, I'm this type of I know I'm this type of person. I might contradict myself. You probably call that being a hypocrite, but you know, you are self-aware enough that you know what you are, and it's all, you know, people gonna respect that you at least honest with them, you know.
Yep, they definitely are. They feed off of your energy. Uh-huh. They feed off of your energy.
Yeah, that, and that's why you see I'll post stuff, like I'll send it to the like group and stuff. I'll send different like messages for y'all too to help y'all try to keep, you know, it's not just for y'all, it's for me to keep, you know, my mental, you know, right.
That's and that's often like one of the best things is to like, you know, it's positive self-talk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Positive self-talk.
Facts. Yeah. You got anything you want to add to that, you know? Anything you want to talk about?
Yes. There is one thing that I did not add. And it came, honestly, just today. I don't know. Yeah. With technology and like the civil rights movement, maybe, you know, and civil rights, of course, is speaking the present day civil rights, you know, what might be considered as the Black Lives Matter movement. But just with this whole, like, man, it's too many names, you know, it's too many names at this point. And it does, as a person who was like super involved, like, it's tough, you know. Technology, I feel like, has put, it's a different level of responsibility that goes on with the internet now.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, we see a different video every other day. And you know, God forbid that something happened to me. I honestly don't want it to be shared like 2,000 times. Like, that's your first image of me. Like, really? Like that? Yeah, I don't like sharing stuff like that. Cause I think about the family. The family don't want to see that over and over again. That's traumatic.
But see, it's tricky though, because at the same time, it's like, if it's not, then it's not. It may be, I won't say that it couldn't be, but it might not be talked about, you know, like the fact of I think to the situation that we came, well, I guess to speak, to hit it on the head, maybe to give a little background, then to smack it right there. I think about, to your point, when this first kind of started, as far as, like, when I made that sentence, or when I just said that sentence, I thought, like, oh, we didn't see Trayvon get killed. You know, we heard the audio, we didn't see that. We didn't see Michael Brown get killed. We seen the body. We saw, you know, the officer eventually, kind of like the situation. But we didn't like see it happen, and you know, but those deaths definitely, you know, along with the like John Crawford, which happened here in Ohio, we did see, you know, we saw that one. And it was like, even during that time with like Tamir Rice, you know what I'm saying? Like, it started to become a thing to where it's like, yo, all right, what are you showing me for? You know, and I think my big issue, like my biggest issue with the news, and like this kind of speaks to technology still, is like, they aren't providing a solution, but they have the platforms to provide a solution, you know, like whether that be donating to the family, you know, like, because the thing is if a kid, or if it, say, for example, COVID, I don't watch the news enough to digest that information, but when I did watch pretty heavy, I would see oftentimes like, hey, you can go to Children's Hospital. They would tell you a source, you know, of where you could send some money to help, you know, just help somebody. And in this case, it's not too much. Like, they might tell you a celebrity stepped in and dropped this, but it's like they want to, it's like they just want to give you it. You know what I'm saying? They just want to give you the information, but it's like, what are you telling me for? You know, I think that's what I'm kind of, that's where I'm at with things. I'm just kind of a little torn because I feel like, I'm seeing things being set up. Like, I think LeBron maybe doesn't make the I Promise School, you know, if that doesn't happen, you know, like, so.
It's tricky, man. It would make, as I'm listening to you, sound like it's a double-edged sword. It's like, you don't want to see it, but it, at the same time, we need to see it. You get what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
It hurts your mental to see it so often.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
That play into that. I know I don't have all the answers. Shoot, I probably don't have none of the answers.
Right.
It's one of them things that I feel like eventually that we need to start, you know, moving in the way to like sustain ourselves, you know, trying to build into more where we like, okay, we in our own little, you know, block or something, you know, get our stuff from ourselves and stuff. But it's not, you know, it may not happen today, tomorrow, next week, next year. Shoot, it might be 30 years from now where we finally get like a foot where we can say, yo, we got our own stuff. But it's just putting in the legwork. We gotta start somewhere.
And I think that's really gonna be it. You know, that's gonna be it. So I'm big, you know, on making the most with what we have so far. So like, I watch Revolt. You know, I try to watch TV One. Well, I love TV One for real. BET has some pretty good programming, believe it or not. You know, here and there. So it's just like, yeah, I try. I do my best with watching Black culture, should I say, you know, and picking it apart for me, the stations that might be, you know, might majority were not seeing us on the screen. So, yeah, that's facts, man. That's facts.
That's why, you know, if you see me when I posted in the group, I tried to start saying, you know, we talk the vision, but you know, we don't be the vision. We gotta start being the vision instead of just talking the vision. You know, it's like, I can't change, for example, say if somebody doesn't like you, you can't change that person not liking you. You can change yourself and, you know, basically pick up your toys and leave the situation. You know, two kids playing on the sandbox. One kid beating up the other kid. Other kid gonna get tired of it and they're gonna take their toys and leave.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, that's how I see this situation right now. What we in. We probably need to pick up our toys and leave at this point.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not.
I'd agree.
You know, You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's... It one of them things that, like I said, it's going... It's a work in progress.
Yeah. It is. Well, certainly is, man. But that was really the main thing that I kind of had on my chest, you know. So, just for everyone out there, I hope that they take some time to just, you know, think about that and really just have a deeper conversation. I wish we all could kind of do something. Even like, I don't know, man. I'm just so picky, you know. I guess just being honest, you know, because I. So, like, just to, I don't know, see it in Instagram story, and then, like you'll see a, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's just social media, crazy place, of course, you know.
It is.
It's a crazy place.
It's a crazy place. All type of stuff trying to happen, you know. You see the market be overpopulated with stuff, you know. A lot of girls try to be, you know, an IG model. A lot of people trying to start a business. Some people try to start the same business, you know. And go back, you know, with business, just go back to timing and the market. You know, people got to watch the market. If the market's too overpopulated, it really doesn't matter. But what's going to set, you know, people different from, you know, the other person?
Yeah.
And like I was watching YouTuber the Black Hokage, and he was talking about, you know, in the marketplace where it doesn't matter if people have, you know, so many views. It's more so about, you know, people respecting you and the influence that you got.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, we just gotta work on a lot of stuff.
Straight up, bro. Straight up.
Man, it was good talk, man, brother. You know, you always welcome. You shout out to TDI. So that's the thing too. And with that being said, you know, you got any closing remarks, anything you want to say before we close out?
Turn the dreams into realities, you know?
All right. Also, what did you learn today? I think I'm going to start doing this. What did you learn today?
It's a good question. Caught me off guard too. What the learn? It's just in general?
Yeah, what you learned today?
Call more. That was a big lesson. Glad you asked that question. Yep. So like just calling, for me sometimes. Well, I was in such a downloady period where I was just kind of like, I don't know, soaking in information, listening to podcasts, different music, that I noticed today, like, yo, I'm stuck in a trance sometimes, you know, to where it's like, it's things that I could be doing, like getting quotes for t-shirts for free hype, you know, just different things where it's like, yo, I just need to make that call. So today I made a lot of calls, you know, a lot of calls. And oftentimes it's funny because, you know, I feel like we can often dread those phone calls, whether it be handling the car situation, business, or your job. But we all know once you make that call, it'll be like, oh, man, what? Like, it was, you know, 2.5 minutes or something like that, you know? So, yeah, just make that call. What about you?
Keep pushing. That's what I learned today. Keep pushing. I was working out before we got on the call, and I was trying to beat my time for my 2-mile run, And I was on the phone with somebody when I was running. They was like, bro, just keep on, you know, fight through the pain. And you'll get through. And I cut down my time, which I've been struggling with for like a week, to cut down my time again. I'm trying to get under 30 minutes so I can increase my mile run.
Uh-huh.
So I guess just keep pushing. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's facts. I feel you on that.
All right. Follow my boy on Sean, you went Sean Freeman on IG. Follow the Free Hype IG. Follow the Jack Antics Podcast IG. You know, we also on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. So go ahead and listen to the respective platforms. We also on YouTube now, where you can see the video form. So yeah, that's it. And you know, this Jack Antics will be jacked up on tech and the Antics for everything else. And peace.